title, The Case of the Missing Recipe Book, An African Adventure. Once upon a time, in a lively village called Matata Hills, there lived a clever young detective named Detective Kwame. Known for his sharp mind and keen eyes, Kwame had solved many puzzling cases in his community. One bright morning, as Kwame enjoyed a warm cup of ginger tea under the shade of a baobab tree, a worried woman came running toward him. It was Mama Amina, the village's best baker. "Detective Kwame," she cried, her voice trembling. "My special recipe book is gone. It has all my secret recipes, my golden banana bread, my sweet coconut cakes. Without it, I can't bake for the children's festival tomorrow." Kwame knew how important this was. "Don't worry, Mama Amina," he said confidently. "I'll find your book." Kwame searched Mama Amina's bakery carefully. Near the back door, he spotted something unusual, a trail of palm sugar leading outside. Following it, he found small footprints in the soft earth, heading toward the village market. At the market, Kwame discovered a torn piece of paper with a strange message: "To find what's lost, follow the setting sun, where the baobab stands tall, the answer is done." Kwame's eyes sparkled with excitement. A riddle. He rushed toward the west, where the sun was slowly sinking. As Kwame walked, he reached an old, giant baobab tree at the edge of the village. Its wide trunk had strange carvings. Looking closely, Kwame noticed a small hole covered by leaves. He reached inside and, click! His fingers touched something cold and metal. "A key? This must unlock the secret," Kwame whispered. Kwame hurried back to Mama Amina's bakery. He checked every corner until, aha! He saw a loose brick in the wall. Using the key, he tapped it gently, and the brick slid open. Inside was a hidden shelf. And there sat Mama Amina's recipe book. "Kwame, you've done it." Mama Amina cheered, hugging her precious book. "Now I can bake for the festival." The whole village celebrated Kwame's brilliance with music and dance. And from that day on, whenever a mystery arose, everyone knew just who to call: Detective Kwame, the smartest sleuth in Matata.